Hi everyone, I'm Matt Wagstaff, and welcome to another episode of the Live Long and Prosper podcast, where I discuss a number of topics related to living a life of balance, abundance, and happiness. Much of what is shared in this podcast is related to personal development, business, and financial literacy. I'm super excited to have in this episode Mr. Brian Anderson, who's a 20-plus year veteran in human resources, who's going to be sharing some career advice for those who are going through this coronavirus pandemic. Hope you enjoy. First off, thank you for being a part of this podcast journey and shedding some light for the people out here who, with your expertise and your knowledge. But for those who do not know who you are, can you just give us a quick intro of who you are and what you do professionally?
Sure can. And thank you for having me, Matt. I'm humbled and honored to be a part. So my name is Brian Anderson. I have been a human resource professional. For when I say it, it makes me sound really, really old, but I've been in human resources for probably about 20 plus years right now. I have been in HR during that time in organizations ranging from large grocery retail organizations, private equity, large healthcare. And currently I work for a telecommunications infrastructure company doing HR. And then on the side, one of the things that I am really interested in is I also do a level of career coaching where I really help people kind of think through strategically their career plans and goals. So I've been doing that for some time as well.
Awesome. And for those who don't know, Brian has been one of my personal mentors for over 10 years now?
Oh, definitely over 10 years. Definitely about 10 plus years.
Yeah. Rochester for 12 years in June, and that was fresh out of grad school, and I was in grad school, I think, when we met.
Yeah, you know, you're really aging me, brother.
So wow. Really, yeah, man. Wow. 12, 13 years. Oh, my God. Yeah, man. Wow, how does time fly? Yeah, time flies. Well, so again, you know, super excited to have you on. Want to hear your perspective and thoughts around that career coaching piece and the strategic thinking around career planning. And but first off, want to get just to hear from you about how are things in North Carolina? How are you and your friends and the family? And how are you maintaining some sanity and balance, you know, while being quarantined?
You know, man, it's interesting, and thank you for asking that, man. But for, you know, right now, my family, my immediate family, we are all safe. We are all healthy. So it's a complete blessing. So that's a huge blessing. The other blessing is both my wife still have employment.
Amen.
As many, you know, I just was looking at the statistics, and it's what, like 20 plus million people have filed for unemployment. So I am truly blessed to have a healthy family, and I'm also able to get up and continue to provide for my family. So we are all doing well. I have had some friends and family that have actually passed from it, not immediate family, but family that have passed from COVID, you know, and that has been extremely, it's impactful. We've been coping with it here in the house. Through, you know, constant communication. The one thing that I feel is most important is maintaining a schedule. So for the kids, we, you know, they get up at 8:30, like they would have, you know, had school. And so we want to make sure that we maintain a schedule. We're not going to let anything impact our household, right? We're not going to let something external impact the way we act and react in our house. And so that has been really, really important. I maintain my structure when I was going to work. I get up early in the morning. I do a little working out. You know, I'll have lunch with the family. So that has been really, really impactful. But what I've really enjoyed is being here because I do a lot of travel at times. I enjoy being here, seeing them, hugging them, getting to say good morning. So, you know, I don't take that lightly. So it's a blessing.
Absolutely. It certainly is. And my condolences to you and your family, too, on those losses, man. It's hard to hear and tough to hear.
Yeah, man. Thank you.
But absolutely. I mean, you shed some great perspective in terms of how truly blessed we are to, I mean, the mere fact that we can work from home is a blessing that millions of Americans can't even know, experience that right now. And mm-hmm. the fact that, you know, we are still employed is a beautiful blessing. So perspective is huge. Being thankful for the things, even if there's some shifts in how we operate every day, just being appreciative of those little things and just being mindful of everybody doesn't have it the same way we do. So yeah, I appreciate that. And also appreciate the fact that you are sticking to your schedule.
Yeah,
keeping the kids on schedule. I mean, that can be a shift with them not going to school every day. And, you know, how are they handling the schedule and keeping up?
You know, they are, once again, man, I have wonderful, wonderful children, two amazing daughters, man. And they're falling right in line. I have one about to go to college in, well, this year. She graduates this year. And then I have a 13-year-old and they've made a great transition, man. They're just really, I am not that person who's working from home where I have a 2-month-old and a 2-year-old, right? And so I could just imagine the frantic day. For me, it's really simple. You know, we're able to have two different offices. So my wife works in one and I work in one. So the kids are in their respective areas doing schoolwork. So right now, man, I'm okay, you know, and most people think that in my job, I'm an extrovert. I've really come to understand that I'm an ambivert.
okay.
I'm kind of a mix between both an introvert and an extrovert. So when I turn it, like, you know, it's interesting. Michael Jackson was probably, I would think, one of the greatest ambiverts. When he gets on stage, it's Michael Jackson. But when he was you saw him when he's at home, he's very shy. He's very into himself. He doesn't mind staying in his house. And I'm not saying I'm Michael Jackson, so don't let me make that comparison, brother. I'm just saying that there is those, I mean, we can turn it on and turn it off. And in HR, you've got to be in front of people and it's, you know, constant. But when you're home, you just want to chill. So I'm about.
Hey, Brian, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Lost you for a quick second there, but we're back. So I'm about to do a little bit of editing. Can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah. 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 The one thing that happens when I get a call, that's what happens.
Now, I wonder if Do Not Disturb is something you might need to put on.
Yeah. Let me see if I can do that right now.
That the last time I had to delay, somebody put on Do Not Disturb as well, and we had to delay. But we'll just play it by ear.
Got it. It's on now.
Yeah. Okay, great. So we were just chatting about, so you mentioned the ambivert. Mm-hmm. And I just had an interview with a friend of mine, Jessica Lewis, here in Rochester. And I was sharing with her that I might be a closet introvert. And then I had another conversation with another friend in West Virginia, and he was sharing with me the difference between introversion and extroversion, and it was around where do you get your energy from.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm starting to realize that I actually may be more of an extrovert than I thought. I mean, because I do like to be to myself a lot, but I find I get the most energy after having like human connection.
Interesting. I like that concept.
Yeah.
I like that concept. But, and that's maybe, even if you look at it from an ambivert perspective, I get my energy when I'm from both. Like there's a certain type of energy I get when I'm by myself and I'm thinking strategically and I'm planning out. I can come out of a planning session with myself.
Right.
Very energized, like ready to come. Like I'm in it, but I can do the same when I'm around people and have that interaction. So, I don't know. That's interesting. I like that perspective.
Yeah.
I like that perspective.
Yeah. I think I'm going to roll with the ambivert.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
It just sounds real cool too. Right. You know what I mean?
It does. You know? It does. Love it. So with you being, an knowledgeable expert in the field of human resources and in career coaching and just strategic in your thought process, would love for you to share one career tip that's based on this new pandemic and the new world that's going to evolve out of this. If there was one career tip that you could share for two types of people, the first is a young professional, and I'm categorizing young professional as someone under the age of 40. And The second would be for the more seasoned professional, and I'm categorizing them as someone who's over the age of 40. So as of today, April 16, 2020, what is one career tip would you give to both of those audiences given the new situation that we're under right
now? That's a good question. I like how you break it up into two very distinct age groups, because I do think it will and has impacted both groups somewhat differently. So let me take the first one, but some of these are going to relate to both. So when you think about someone who's under 40, I am going to think this under 40 person who's unemployed. That's what I'm going to make that assumption, because if you're under 40 and perhaps still have a job, then, you know, you're still on track, right? If I'm still working under 40, then I'm on track. But if I'm under 40 and I'm unemployed, what I would recommend to do would be really use this time to network. Network, network, network. This is a time, and you're probably thinking, well, how do I do that, Brian? I have to practice social distancing. I would recommend that you really take a look at your LinkedIn, because there's a lot of people now who are not sitting in an office. They're still working, but they're checking LinkedIn and socially networking as opposed to socially distancing a lot more. And I think it's really, really important that young folks take a look, those under 40, take a look at their LinkedIn and really look at how they can update their skill set, make sure they're really, really focused on, directing their network to very specific people. Like, this is that moment to do that. So I would definitely recommend that to under 40. And the reason I say that differently is this is a group who probably is, you know, just recently, not too recently, but recently got out of college. They still have a lot of skill set that they're still trying to, develop, and they have aspirations of using it. They're not necessarily looking to or forced to change their career right now. You know, I've got the, you know, whatever. I've just graduated from Harvard. I got this great MBA. I got laid off or furloughed. I wouldn't say now go and become a plumber, right? I'd say really,
right? Right?
I'd say this is probably the time for you to really invest in taking some time to really, really look at your resume, really look at your skill set, think broadly in how you network, but stay focused on your career plans, right? I think that's key for under 40. Now, for my age group, us almost 50, what I would recommend, and for those and above who are furloughed or have been displaced or been terminated, what I would truly, truly recommend is that not only do you make sure your network is on point, but really think about the possibility of how your skill set can be transformed into something else. And people are probably going to say, well, Brian, why would I do that? Why are you outlining something very different for me where I might have to go back and become a plumber, or I might have to go back? Here's my thought process around this, Matt. And it's just my thought process. I believe that what will happen is people are coming back to work and businesses are going to have to ramp up very slowly. I personally believe that employers are going to have to make decisions around who they bring back, because I can't bring back all 20 or all 50. I'm going to have to be very strategic in how I do that to ramp my business back up to be able to generate income so I can pay people, right? I think what might happen is people will make a selection that might be based on other outside external factors. Age might be one. And so I'm hoping that doesn't happen, but I could imagine that this could occur. And so for that reason, I think for me and folks that are my age and older, really think about how your skill sets can be transformed perhaps into something else. And during this time, spend the time upskilling. Get a degree. Right. See how you can, take out if you have a 401k, see how you can tap into your 401k. There's opportunities through the CARES Act. But really think about how you might be able to tap into your 401k if you have that money or expenses, I mean, or savings that you can tap into to really think about how you can upskill, whether it's getting a certification, getting a quick associate's degree. I mean, online education is booming right now. This is the time to truly think about upskilling. So I think for that age group, it's about upskilling because you might have to change your career quickly when everything comes back.
Yeah, that's certainly true. And you think a lot of the folks who are over the age of 40 have probably through merit increases and things of that nature, maybe at a really high price point too for employers, and it may be a decision they may have to make as a result of that too, whether they go with the young person who's fresh out of college, who has some more newer skills versus the older person who knows the business and the industry, but may not have those new skills and is at a higher price point that they may not be able to maintain. Exactly. Yeah. And then you also mentioned online education being booming right now. And for someone who's more seasoned in a particular field, you got me thinking that, hey, this might be an opportunity for them to start to leverage that knowledge and that expertise from an education standpoint, maybe. I don't know. Right.
No, I agree. I agree. There is that opportunity. I see a lot of my friends now even thinking about how, who have been in the industry, whatever industry, for a period of time, they too are thinking of ways in which, well, you know, how do I maybe create a course to teach what I know so that I can, yeah, right? I mean, so I do think the opportunity to just think, but this is a great time to do some real good self-reflection. Like, you're going to spend a lot of time with yourself, right? You'll have no other choice. This is that moment. There's going to be probably no other moment, hopefully like this, in my history or my future, that will lend me to be able to sit back and really think about myself and how do I get better and what do I need to do? This is that moment. I think everyone should really think about it. And there's really cheap, inexpensive ways to do it. I'm not saying everyone has to go and get a major degree, but there's an online learning portal that I use. You know me, Matt. I'm picking like 8 different courses. I got all these courses lined up and all this stuff, but Udemy, Udemy. They have great rates on just everything. I'm trying to learn about commercial real estate. So I found a course and it was like $25. Right. I mean, they're having these major sales, but it's a great opportunity right now to either. And to your point, Matt, you can actually take a course on how to create courses. Right. Udemy is a really, really good, good resource.
Wow. And that's Udemy.
Yep. UD as in David, E-M as in Mary, Y.com.
Awesome. That's a great resource. I'm going to check that out too this week. Yeah. For sure.
I would recommend
it. And then I also love, for the under 40, the notion of social networking while you're social distancing. I love that.
I came up with that right there. I'm telling you, I'm going to use that one.
Yes. I think you might have a winner right there. I like that a lot.
Yeah, that was kind of slick. I like that way that came out.
It was. I don't know if you planned that, but that's a good one.
Yeah.
That is a good one.
But it's important.
That's really good.
It's important. It is.
Yeah. So, you gave us a lot to think about. And I'm sure folks who are listening right now are trying to figure things out. And even if you're doing well, or you think you may be in a safe space, this is still something you probably want to have a backup plan in mind. So asking yourself these questions, if you're under 40, hey, I may be working right now, may have just got a promotion and I'm safe right now. Do I need to continue to build, or how do I continue to build my social network so that if things do go awry, I can have a fallback plan? And then for those who may be quote unquote safe, who are over 40, how do they need to start thinking about their skill set and how it may or may not be relevant? 12 months from now is something they probably want to think about regardless. So I think you nailed it.
Hey man, I appreciate it. I appreciate it, brother. And if there's any way that I can continue to help, if people want to reach out to me, you can actually find me online at briansthecareercoach.wordpress.com. I have a blog there. I'm on Instagram at briansthecareercoach. So you can find me there. At Twitter, it's at briansthecareercoach. I mean, so I'm more than help, you know, available to help. I'm actually going to be doing something soon on how to really utilize your LinkedIn better to really network. So please, any way that I can continue to assist, man, I'm here.
I appreciate that, Brian. I was going to ask you how people connect with you. So they'll reach you through Brian, the career coach, through social media and on your website. And then, you're probably going to get a ton of LinkedIn requests as a result of this too. So be on the lookout for, those LinkedIn requests too. But, anything else you want to share with the folks before we wrap up, about this time period that we're in that just may be helpful as a parting word?
Man, the only thing that I would say is be present. Be present, be in the moment. I understand that there's a lot of negativity on the news when you turn it on. There's a constant barrage of just constant negativity. Do not let the negativity around you throw you off course. You know, I'm seeing a lot of people say that 2020 did this to me. Don't fall prey to that. Be present. Be present mm-hmm. in the moment. And, you know, continue to push. Just continue to push. Continue to push and stay positive.
That's it. That's it. I love it. Well, again, as always, Brian, I appreciate you so very much. This has been insightful, and I'm sure that the folks listening are going to get a ton of nuggets from it. You to me is something I've already got written down and ready to roll with that as soon as we wrap up here today. UDEMY, and then check out Brian's website and social media platforms at Brian the Career Coach. So thank you again, Brian, and we'll definitely be reconnecting about some more insights that you have
thank
to share.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it, man. Be healthy. Stay all right. Safe, brother.
All right, you as well. So there you have it. Another great interview. This time with Mr. Brian Anderson. Thank you so much again to Brian for taking the time to be with us today on this podcast and sharing some career advice for those young professionals as well as those seasoned professionals. And hopefully that these words will resonate and allow us to think a little bit differently for our betterment as we work through this coronavirus pandemic. Please follow Brian on his social media platforms at Brian the Career Coach, as well as connect with him on LinkedIn and check him out on his website once it's up and running at BrianTheCareerCoach.com. As always, we would love for you to share this episode as well as this podcast with anyone in your network who you think may receive value from the content. And until the next time, live long and prosper.